Okay, yeah, you'll be able to have a drink.
Yeah. That is why he was not understood. They did not, as you will know, they did not The PAC were into straight terrorism by then. Bob Paul was already well informed you. He was not in the central missionary, but he was in the Natal region, which was very active and very busy working with him and under the direction of the national.
Why I ask that is because in Ruth's book, 117 Days, she writes that at a certain point, that's just before, shortly before her attempted suicide, in fact, that her mother had come and said, Evans is speaking, I presume that's Mtolo. And that had a very negative impact on her. I mean, that was part of what seriously kind of depressed her.
Yes.
I just wonder just, you know, how damaging that might have been to somebody sitting in detention.
Tolo, that would have worried Ruth because Tolo was a key person.
Yeah.
And Ruth was a member of the Central Committee, knew everything.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's, I'm not going to have to keep you too long on the phone, but I just want to ask one, and it's a difficult question both to answer and ask. The left, of whatever color, was not only a group of people dedicated to society, but they're also a group of friends. That's the sense I get. I mean, they were united by more than just the politics, although that was at the center.
Yeah.
To what extent was the Congress, the leadership of the Congress Alliance, particularly up in Johannesburg, also a social group, if you know what I mean, going to each other's houses,
yes,
going to parties, actually uniting and clicking as a social
group? That was so. That was so. You will, for instance, think of the general, which was a democratic general.
He's fighting talk.
Not fighting talk.
Africa South.
No. Freedom. Can't remember the name now, just the editor of that, I think, was Michael and Hilda.
Yes. When was that?
No, gentleman was actually the official editor. But the people behind this will include Michael and Hilda, and Nelson and I were in it, and others.
What period was this?
That's, I think it will be 53 and thereafter.
Was it a Congress or a journal?
No, independent, but concerned with progressive ideas,
yes,
ideologies.
Because there was contact, fighting talk.
Fighting talk was official organ of the...
You get somebody to read onto a tape and then you
so old. I mean, I can only listen to them now with a certain sense of humor.
Things like White Room. When we did it in the studio, obviously, it wasn't a problem. We used Eric with the guitar, two strings on it, Felix Papalardi playing viola, me playing cello. It was quite easy to do it in the studio, but how do you actually go about recreating that as a three-piece band on stage? In those days, it was impossible with those synthesizers. Yeah. But because of the tremendous ability of the Eric, Junior, and so on, we were able to kind of overcome those difficulties.
I went to, which was in the Forum in Los Angeles, and so I was at that last concert, and then the day after that they recorded some tracks for the Goodbye Cream album. I'm not too sure of the day by day which order things came in, but Eric had to have a song for that album. I think this was before they went on tour. He said, oh, we're doing our final album. We've got to have three songs each or something like that. And he was out of my house, and we had figured out the chords, and I was writing some words down on a piece of paper. I was writing them down, and he was sitting facing me, and I wrote, when it got to the middle part, I wrote bridge, which means middle. And I think we'd had a few bottles of wine or something, and he looked at the paper upside down and just broke up laughing, saying, what's that, badge? And so he called the song Badge. Sessions, or once the Beatles got going, we were so isolated on our own that it was very nerve-wracking to even pick up a guitar in anybody else's company. But it turned out quite good. I just played rhythm guitar.
I'm probably one of the few times in my life when I was completely unprepared for what was going to happen.
Well, I don't think that's true. I don't think you have to be ready for something like that. I think because of the amazing thing that Ginger and me were as a rhythm section, we did a lot before meeting Mary, and we were really happy in this rhythm section. But I think we forced him almost to play beyond himself. Something that you can actually prepare for. It's just those things probably just happen despite themselves. But I don't think if you had a very good more timing, you were already maybe self-conscious or more something else. I think the time for that band was right and happened in a way.
Well, I was in LA at the time they did the last concert, and he asked me would I go and play in it, because I think the relationship between Eric and Ginger and Jack Bruce, yeah, was getting a bit strained at that point.
Towards the end, when we traveled in separate limousines and separate dressing rooms, even separate planes in the field of the concerts, when we got down to that, we only ever meet.
Make the banning ineffective.
So she would have been part of the
and Joyce Brand brought him into contact with a lot of rich people and a lot of lawyers and so on the bar.
Who were the people on the left who would have been caught in that?
Oh,
Fisher.
Not so much, he wasn't a great socializer. But people like George Bezos and Bezos, and, you know, the one Bezos was older, but Bezos age group. You know, Jeffersons. Well, I'm not sure that they were socially involved, but that sort of bar group, you know, it's often an age thing.
I teach them a little bit of journalism and stuff like that. I'm just horrified at what they're doing.
it's here, this institute. What is socialism? You know, there is still a very heated debate, and there is still no uniform view on that. But I believe, for instance, that socialism is capitalism without capitalists. This is my personal point of view. Есть ли разница между социалистическим рынком и капиталистическим?
Я думаю, что если есть, то очень маленькая.
I think if it's there, very small.
Может быть, при социализме больше влияние общества на
это. Probably stronger influence of society at the state or the market, the socialism. Social factors, I mean, social security system. Bigger role of social protection mechanisms from the adverse influence of the market forces. But the laws of market forces more or less the same, you know, with the socialist
system.
Money should be money, and the goods should be goods. There should not be any exceptions.